Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating our 10th anniversary with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, the author of the landmark book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, as well as his other books. And by the way, there's a new version out of that one, isn't there? There's an updated version of that, isn't there, Joel?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. All right. I don't know why I thought that. All right, also, 5 Regions of the Future, also Future Edge. Number of other books and the films.
Those Joel, three, and the films.
JoelBarker.com and StarThrower.com, where the films are. Joel, one of the things that you brought us today is the future of car batteries.
Well, batteries, we've talked a lot about batteries.
Non-carbon power cars, that's what I call it.
Yep. We have talked a lot about batteries, and what is clear is the lithium-ion batteries that are right now dominate are very expensive. And have a kind of a cycle life that means if you keep your car 100,000 miles, you're probably going to replace your battery sometime. So they keep looking for new batteries. So the story I want to give you is what I call a double up. There's two stories in one. So the first story is this, that scientists from the Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, those are government scientists, by the way, using government dollars, stumbled upon a new way to use zinc and manganese to create a battery. Now, everybody knew for a long time that zinc and manganese makes a hell of a battery, but you can only charge it twice or three times, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
So there's zero value in that. So the department, these guys at our national labs, were trying to say what's keeping it from being charged more easily. The problem they had, and this gets into paradigms, Jim, is they were using the lithium-ion paradigm for how it works, how charges and discharges work.
Mm-hmm.
They finally decided maybe that wasn't it, so they applied some very sophisticated measuring devices and discovered there's a whole new pathway for electron movement when you have zinc and manganese.
Huh.
And once they discovered that, they figured out how to keep it instead of it discharging and stopping after two or three things.
Mm-hmm.
They have recharged it thousands of times, and at the thousandth, way at the end, it was still holding 92% of its charge. Now, we get into your other comment, because you made the comment, it's as cheap as a lead-acid battery to make. And there's manganese all over the place.
How long before this is in a Tesla?
Well, the double up here is this. Notice that a paradigm got in the way of seeing the true pathway instead of just looking. They said, we will assume it's the same thing as that. And then your second question, is Tesla's mega plant, remember they were the gigafactory they built?
Right.
Can they build these batteries there? In which case, Tesla's fine. If they can't, this will be the battery, because it's as cheap as lead acid. It'll probably be 1/4 or 1/5 the cost of a lithium.
Mm-hmm.
This would be the dominant battery. Mm-hmm. So it's
what do we know anything about the weight or the
I tried to look that up, and manganese is about half again as heavy as lithium.
Wow.
But the density on this is way more than
so
so
these
manganese.
Are the kinds of things, folks, and see, to me, Joel, these are the these are the things that we should be talking about, about replacing carbon, instead of going around the world making an edict that we will do certain things and killing coal plants and putting coal miners out of business 20 years before they should be. These are the kinds of things we should be doing. We should be marrying this kind of technology and bringing it online as we replace other things.
I don't make predictions very often, but I'll make this prediction. The electrical transportation paradigm is going to come way faster than anybody believes.
I believe you're right. And this is something I've been talking about. I've been reporting on this kind of thing for a long time. I was reporting on the hydrogen cell 16, 17
fuel
years
cell.
ago.
Yep.
Uh, But so in the movie, what I think you're saying is in the movie The Graduate, Benjamin's dad's friend came up to him and said,
plastics.
One word, sir, son,
yep.
Plastics, right?
Plastics.
So
plastics.
In 2016, that person would walk up to Benjamin and say, batteries, right?
Batteries. You better believe it. You better believe it. And what's good is, the good news is we have options that we didn't even know 5 years ago that were available.
Yep.
And as this stuff comes online, it's going to allow, I mean, think about trucks alone.
Oh, yeah.
Who produce so much of the particulates.
Look at what that could do to America's independence, too.
Absolutely.
Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. And thanks for 10 great years.
My pleasure.
Let's do 10 more. What do you think?
Okay, I like that.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter with Joel Jonas. Don't forget, joelbarker.com. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.